For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, the big theater event was Sunday night, the Tony Awards. But unfortunately, news came out Sunday morning of the horrific slaughter in Orlando. A shooter went into a gay nightclub and...
I thought that it was, if something as grotesque as that were to happen, fortuitous that the Tony Awards were that night, because it is such a celebration of everything good about America, about our culture, and about the ability of the arts both to heal and to liberate. And I think we got such a strong sense of that at the Tony Awards this year.
One of the big moments for us was the short speech by Frank Langella, the sum of which I took away was, we can't let these things define us. We have to rise above.
And I think that the history of the modern theater is the history of breaking away from repressiveness. The very beginning of modern drama with Nora slamming the door, the liberation of women. I think people forget that the riots that took place in the Irish drama at the Abbey Theater were not about something political. What the audience was objecting to was sexually aware Irish women in these plays. And that has been the history of drama. And we look at the conflict in the Middle East, the refugees escaping very repressive governments, countries, and you know what goes along with repressiveness is sexual repressiveness. And I think that the moment I heard that this shooting had been at a gay club, my first thought was closeted gay man, and now it's coming out. It seems as if this may be so. Some of the comments made by the father of the murderer were very telling in this regard, him referring to his son being upset seeing a gay couple kissing in front of family and children. This is a man who grew up in America, but in a more repressive environment than many Americans. People coming from countries where women are not even allowed to drive, and then they see women who are as liberated as Western women are allowed to be, or as Western gay people are allowed to be. It is a far stretch. Add to this many other factors, including his own mental disturbance, and this is not a good recipe. And the theater explores those elements of all cultures. Tony Awards, an appropriate place to celebrate how far we have come and to recognize how far we have to go.
Well, one thing occurred to me. I'm sitting there in my living room watching it on TV, and the nominees and the winners, I turned and said, Anthony predicted all this. He's been to see these plays. Do you have some kind of radar that you only go to the plays that are going to win awards?
Well, you know...
How do you do that?
I don't know how to respond to that.
Or do you just go to everything?
But it's a combination. It's a combination of that the people who win very often are actually good, but also understanding a bit of the politics and the zeitgeist of Broadway. I knew, for example, I was at the Tony Award party, the Actors Fund party at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in Hollywood. And that's all Broadway expats working in television and movies out there. And around my table, the director, Kyle Donnelly, was at my table. And with Lin-Manuel Miranda, that award came up. And they said, oh, he's going to win it. And I went, no, the actor who played Burr. And when he did, they all stared at me. And it's like, well, you have to understand Broadway. Of course he did. He's the best villain, and he gets to win. And they knew that Lin-Manuel Miranda was not going home empty-handed. That's the way Broadway works. The ones that delighted me were the humans winning for the best play, an American play. Typically it's, and the best British play in the category is, and then they announce, but that was very gratifying. It was a very reinforcing, wonderfully celebratory night, and I think just what people like me needed on that day. And then, back to reality the next day.
The other thing I'm looking forward to, definitely, opening night, this coming Thursday, June 23rd, The Winter's Tale. It's an unusual play by Shakespeare, and, well, if anybody can wrestle it down, it's going to be Saul Elkin. But why is this play so confusing to everyone?
Not to me. It's a beautiful romantic story.
Oh, well, you teach Shakespeare.
All right. Read a synopsis and go.
Okay.
All right.
A Winter's Tale. It begins on Thursday, June 23rd, and runs all the way through July 17th at Shakespeare in Delaware Park. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.